This week on Potlatch, students use satellites to learn about health careers. Music of Carole King. I hope you don't listen to this record while an earthquake is going on. On Tuesday, September 20th, 19 students from the Anchorage, Dillingham, and Fairbanks areas assembled in a television studio and discussed their opportunities in health careers with officials of the University of Washington in Seattle. First, the students listened to a videotape presentation by medical school officials at the University of Washington. Then the students talked for an hour and 45 minutes on the CTS satellite with many of the officials who produced the videotape. After the taping, the students responded to questionnaires designed to test whether the tape and satellite interaction changed their attitudes and helped them to learn. The director of the Alaska Federation of Natives Health Careers Program, Kathy Johnson, explains how AFN became involved in the satellite project of the Washington, Alaska, Montana, Idaho Satellite Medical Education Program.
We've been involved in health careers for about 3 years now. We're going on our fourth year under a federal grant and a federal contract. And we've been interested in identifying minority students that are pursuing careers in medicine, optometry, dentistry, veterinary medicine, osteopathy, podiatry, public health, and any other type of a health career. So we've been interested in this for quite some time, and we've developed rapport with the University of Washington and the WAMI program, and we were asked if we would be interested in being involved in the satellite production this year. And they're planning four other productions similar to this, maybe in different areas. I think one is going to, they're going to want the participation of parents of students who are pursuing these careers to get together, and I think they're going to exchange information with the parents. So we're interested in seeking out the parents and assisting in coordinating getting these parents here. And for further broadcasts, we're interested in drawing students from other areas that were not included in this particular broadcast.
Where were the students drawn from this time?
Well, for this particular broadcast, the students were drawn from, first of all, the university level students that were here in the state that we were aware of that were pursuing these particular careers. We contacted them. A lot of our students at the university level are going to school outside, so we didn't include them in this particular broadcast because they've left for school. And then it was opened up to high school students, so we worked through the networks that we have with some of the Native corporations, Cook Inlet Native Association, Career Center. They assisted us in getting students. We had rather a short amount of time to get the high school students together, so we sent word out and contacted several people that we knew in several of the corporations, and the students that were able to make it were basically from the Anchorage area and from the Dillingham area.
Where would you like to get the students from next time?
Well, we'd like to tap some of the students from the Mount Edgecombe and the southeastern area. Plus, I think there were students that were tapped from the Tanana area here. They weren't with our particular group, but they were at the broadcast. They came from other channels. We'd like to see more participation from the Bethel area. And I know that towards the end, we had a lot of calls coming in once the information finally got out to the rural areas, what was going on, and once it began to feed back to us, they wanted to participate. Nome, for example, had, I think, 13 students that they wanted to send in, but we'd like to include some of these students the next time around.
Well, how about a student who's listening to this program?
They can contact me at the Alaska Federation of Natives. We're always interested in these students, and I think this is a excellent opportunity to pick up students that we haven't been able to pick up in our other channels, either through the schools or through the Native Health Corporation.
The Senecas are an Indian tribe of the Iroquois Nation. Down on the New York-Pennsylvania line, you find their reservation. After the U.S. Revolution, Corn Planter was a chief. He told his tribe these men they could trust. That was his true belief. He went down to Independence Hall, and there a treaty signed that promised peace with the USA and Indian rights combined. George Washington gave his signature, and the government gave its hand. They said that now and forevermore, this was Indian land. As long as the moon shall rise, as long as the rivers flow, as long as the sun will shine, shall grow. On the Seneca Reservation, there is much sadness now. Washington's treaty has been broken, and there is no hope, no how. All across the Allegheny River, they're throwing up a dam. It will flood the Indian country, a proud day for Uncle Sam. It has broke the ancient treaty with a politician's grin. It will drown the Indians' graveyards. Corn planter, can you swim? The earth is mother to the Senecas, and they're trampling sacred ground. change the mint green earth to black mud flats as Anna hobbles down. As long as the moon shall rise, as long as the rivers flow, as long as the sun will shine, as long as the grass shall grow. The Iroquois Indians used to rule from Canada, way south. But no one fears the Indians now and smiles the liar's mouth. The Senecas hired an expert to figure another site. But the great good army engineers said that he had no right. Although he showed them another plan and showed them another way, they laughed in his face and said, no deal. Ganoosa Dam is here to stay. Congress turned the Indians down, brushed off the Indians' plea. So the Senecas have renamed the dam. They call it Lake Perfidy. As long as the moon shall rise, as long as the rivers flow, as long as the sun will shine, as long as the grass shall grow. Washington, Adams, and Kennedy now hear their pledges ring. The treaties are safe, we'll keep our words, but what is that gurgling? Well, it's the backwater from Perfidy Lake, and it's rising all the time. Over the homes and over the fields and over the promises fine, no boats will sail on Lake Perfidy, and in winter it will fill. But in summer it will be a swamp that all the fish will kill. But the government of the USA has corrected George's vow. The father of our country must be wrong. What's an Indian anyhow? As long as the moon shall rise, as long as the rivers flow, as long as the sun will shine, as long as the grass shall grow.
Next, one of the young Alaskans participating in the satellite project, Paul Harmon.
I was born and raised in Nome, and I'm three-quarters Eskimo. I went to college at California State University, Sacramento, and got a Bachelor of Science degree there in 1972 in biological science. I'm working now as a medical technologist. I've worked at several hospitals in the Anchorage area.
Paul Harmon tells how he reacted to being on satellite television.
Well, I think it's rather exciting. I know most of the students had never been before a camera before, and neither have I. I think many of the questions, though, could be addressed to a counselor, local counselor, or someone who's regional. I think a lot of the value of this particular program is that it brings more awareness to health careers, stimulates interest, and I think it gives some of the students confidence to pursue a goal in a professional health career. I think that's where the main value lies in these first broadcasts. It does have value factor right now in that it, like I said, keys interest, and I think there are some students which may not pursue a professional career in a health field if the interest wasn't generated early, and that well, that they know that there's other people here to help them and give them somewhat of an edge in pursuing some type of goal.
What are your goals?
Well, I've been a medical technologist now for about 4 years, and I'm looking for a change. I'd like to assume greater responsibility in some other area. I'm still fairly open as to which direction I want to go, but right now I'm focusing my attention on a master's degree in public health. I don't have a lot of information on it yet, but I want to look into it closely and see if it's a goal which I'm eligible to pursue, and whether it be worth my time and effort.
Paul Harmon, originally from Nome, now living in Anchorage. Later in the program, we'll hear more reactions from young people. But first, this from Bobby Goldsboro.
I remember when I told you that I'd try in every way to hold you and kiss you and love you and keep you till my dying day. You just laughed, said you'd found somebody new, and you didn't need all the things I could do. Now you've found out that your new love isn't true like he should be. You say that you're gonna forget him and you're gonna come back to me. Well, things have changed, and I found me somebody new, someone to make me forget about you. And I'm telling you that it's too late to say you're sorry. It's too late to say you're mine. I have found myself a new love, and I'm going to make her mine. It's too late. It's too late. Many days I tried to call you, many nights I spent alone. Everyone knew that I loved you, but you had a love of your own. But now that it's gone, you think you can come back to me. But I'm not the same fool that I used to be. And you're gonna see that it's too late.
My name is Clyde Sherrod. I'm what they call an Army brat. I have no one place I call my home. I spent about 3 years in college down on the East Coast in Virginia. And I transferred from there on up to the University of Alaska. And here I hope to obtain 2 degrees if I can by the end of next year. As Paul said, it was very exciting to speak to the people down there. I'm interested in a medical career myself. To speak to the people down there was exciting for me, as I said, because I could ask them questions and of such.
My name is Carla Dalchuk. I'm from Anchorage, and I'm a senior at service. I was born in Sitka, Mount Edgecombe, but we lived in Bristol Bay area. We moved to Anchorage in 68, and I've been living there since then.
What do you think of being able to speak to somebody that far away with a satellite and with television cameras on you?
It was a bit scary at first, but I got used to it after a while, and I liked it because it was like talking on a phone, but you could actually see the person's, the way they act, their emotions and everything, how they reacted to the questions. I'd rather see them, how they react to what I asked them. It's more valuable to me.
How did they react to your questions?
They answered them pretty fairly good.
Do you feel that that would encourage you to go on to a career in healthcare?
Yeah, it helped a little. It helped me decide a little more.
Well, what would you like to do?
Well, I'm deciding on three things, either veterinarian, occupational therapy, or physical therapy. Those are one of my three that I'm thinking of.
My name's Kathy Turner. I'm from Anchorage. I'm a senior at East High.
And did you get a chance to talk to somebody over the satellite?
Yes, I did.
How did you feel about how they reacted to your question?
Oh, I liked it. I thought they were about like everybody else. They were open about answering their questions. They laughed when we laughed.
They laughed in the right places, huh? What would you like to do when you get out of high school?
Be a mental health worker.
Where would you have to go to school to pick up those skills necessary for that job?
I don't know. I'm planning to attend Fairbanks University.
Would you need to go on to a master's program someplace eventually?
I don't know. That's what I came here to find out.
Well, did you find out yet?
I got a they gave me an address where to write.
My name's Susan Turner, and I'm from Anchorage. I came up here for this visit. And right now I'm working at A&S Hospital, and I got a chance to experiment with the EKG machine and working on the wards with helping the nurses, but I'm not really sure what I'm going to do.
Well, what's an EKG machine?
It's a heart machine. It reads people's heartbeats.
How much time did it take you to learn how to operate that machine?
Just about 15 minutes.
Oh, it's a very simple job then. You should have said more. We would have been more impressed with your skills. And you say, oh, years. What would you like to do now that you've mastered the EKG machine?
I'm not sure.
Do you think this process of talking to somebody down in Seattle or listening to people in Seattle is going to help you decide?
No, not really. It's up to me.
My name's Tom Bellinger. I live in Anchorage for 18 years, and I came up to the University of Alaska Fairbanks for college. This is my being in my second year.
What would you like to do with your life after you get through of college here?
Well, I'd like to attend medical school, if it's all possible, and eventually become a physician. One of the possible places I'd like to go would be the University of Washington for medical school, and to actually talk to people there that are concerned with admissions processes and helping students. I think it's really important to do that, especially by satellite.
My name is Debbie Lestenkoff. I'm from St. Paul Island, the Pribilof Islands. I'm a board and home student, and I'm a senior at West. Well, I'd like to attend 2 years for basic studies, either here or the University of Alaska, Anchorage. And then I'd like to go to the University of Washington for occupational therapy.
How long a program would that take?
4 years and 9 months of training.
My name is Ann Martin, and I'm on the parent committee for the Johnson O'Malley program for the Cook Inlet Native Association, and we have a career guidance program going. And so we're very interested in seeing that health education as well as other careers are stressed among the Native youth. I hope this stimulates a lot of interest at the law schools and education fields. All of them might get interested in a program like this, because I really feel that the Native is unaware of the opportunities that are available to them and the help that is available, and that they just need to be made aware of it.
Takes you in her arms. and Our Lady of the Harbor, and she shows you where to look amongst the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they're leaning up for love, and they will lean that way forever while Susan holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you think you'll maybe trust her, 'cause she's touched you, and she's moved you, and she's kind. That's
all for Potlatch for this week. This is Jeff Kennedy. Thanks for listening.
Potlatch came to you from KUAC in Fairbanks. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting gave some of the money to produce this program.